Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Encyclopedia of Chart Patterns by Thomas N. Bulkowski is a widely referenced guide to technical analysis that focuses on identifying, classifying, and evaluating chart patterns in traded markets. Positioned for active traders and market technicians, the book organizes a large universe of patterns into a structured, repeatable decision framework. Rather than treating chart reading as pure art, Bulkowski emphasizes how patterns typically form, what traders expect to happen after a breakout, and how performance can vary depending on market context. The Wiley Trading Edition presents the material in an accessible encyclopedia style, making it easy to look up a pattern quickly while also offering enough depth to support systematic study. Readers can use it to improve pattern recognition, reduce impulsive trades, and develop rule-based entries and exits. It is especially useful for traders who want a practical reference that connects visual setups to risk management, probability, and execution planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical taxonomy of chart patterns. A core strength of the book is the way it organizes chart patterns into a usable taxonomy that traders can apply under real-time pressure. Instead of presenting patterns as isolated curiosities, it groups them by structure and behavior, helping readers compare similar setups and avoid confusing lookalikes. This matters because many trading errors come from mislabeling a pattern, forcing a narrative onto noisy price action, or acting before a valid formation completes. The encyclopedia style encourages a routine: identify the candidate pattern, confirm the defining characteristics, and then evaluate whether the current market conditions resemble the cases in which the pattern historically performs best. The emphasis on definitions and visual criteria supports consistency, especially for traders who are trying to build a checklist or coding rules for backtests. By treating patterns as repeatable formations with boundaries, rather than subjective drawings, the book pushes readers toward disciplined observation. This foundation also makes it easier to communicate setups, journal them, and review performance over time, which is essential for turning pattern trading into a process rather than a collection of hunches. Secondly, pattern identification, breakouts, and confirmation. Bulkowski's approach highlights that a chart pattern is not only its shape, but also the behavior around breakout and confirmation. Many traders recognize a formation, yet enter too early, only to be shaken out by normal volatility. The book's perspective encourages waiting for clearer evidence that price has moved beyond the pattern boundary and that the breakout is more than a temporary probe. This includes thinking carefully about where the pattern begins and ends, how to draw trend lines or boundaries consistently, and what constitutes a decisive move. The discussion of confirmation helps readers distinguish between anticipation and execution. Spotting a developing pattern may be useful for planning, but acting typically benefits from a trigger that reduces ambiguity. This mindset also connects directly to risk control, because breakout points often define logical areas for stops and invalidation. In addition, the book's pattern-by-pattern structure implicitly teaches that not all breakouts are equal. Some setups are prone to false moves, others require more patience, and many benefit from context, such as prevailing trend and volatility. Traders who adopt this framework tend to trade less frequently, but with higher intention and clearer rules. Thirdly, performance statistics and the reality of probabilities. The book is known for bringing a data-oriented lens to a field that is often taught through anecdotes. Instead of implying that a particular pattern always works, it frames outcomes in terms of probabilities and typical performance tendencies. This is valuable because it helps traders set realistic expectations, avoid overconfidence, and select patterns that align with their objectives. Performance discussion supports practical questions: which patterns have historically produced better follow-through, which ones fail more often, and how large the post-breakout move tends to be. Even without treating any statistic as a guarantee, the idea of comparing patterns by measured behavior encourages a more scientific trading mindset. It also nudges readers to think in portfolios of trades rather than single outcomes. A pattern with only moderate odds can still be attractive if the average win is larger than the average loss and if the trader can execute consistently. This topic also reinforces the importance of sample size, market regime, and discipline. By focusing on measured tendencies, readers learn to stop searching for certainty and instead build strategies that survive normal variance through position sizing, risk limits, and repeatable execution. Fourthly, trade planning, targets, stops, and risk management. Chart patterns become far more useful when they translate into a complete trade plan. The book's pattern-focused structure naturally leads to thinking about entries, exits, and risk management as part of the setup, not as afterthoughts. Readers are encouraged to define where the pattern is invalidated, which often becomes a logical stop location. This helps reduce emotional decision-making because the trade has a predefined point where the original thesis is wrong. Likewise, many patterns suggest ways to estimate potential movement, allowing traders to set targets or at least evaluate whether the reward justifies the risk. That reward-to-risk framing can filter out attractive-looking charts that do not actually offer enough upside. Importantly, this planning mindset supports consistency across different markets and timeframes. Whether a reader trades stocks, ETFs, or other liquid instruments, the same principles apply. Control downside first, size positions so that no single trade can cause major damage, and treat targets as probabilistic rather than promised. By integrating pattern recognition with execution rules, the book helps traders move from spotting shapes to managing trades professionally, which is where long-term performance is decided. Lastly, context, trend, and the trader's process. Another important theme is that patterns do not exist in isolation. Their meaning and effectiveness often depend on context, such as the prevailing trend, the maturity of the move, volatility conditions, and nearby support and resistance. A formation that works well in a trending environment may disappoint in a choppy range, and the same pattern can behave differently depending on where it appears within a broader price structure. The book's reference style encourages readers to consider these factors repeatedly, which helps build an analyst mindset instead of a pattern collector's mindset. Over time, this reinforces a process: scan for candidates, verify structural criteria, check the broader trend, identify key levels, plan entry and exit, then document the result. That documentation aspect is implied by the repeatable nature of the material and becomes a powerful tool for improvement. Traders can track which patterns fit their personality, time frame, and risk tolerance, and which ones they should avoid. Ultimately, the book supports the shift from reactive trading to deliberate trading. By combining pattern recognition with context and a repeatable workflow, readers can make fewer but better decisions, reducing overtrading and improving consistency. In conclusion, this book is best for intermediate traders, technical analysts, and disciplined beginners who want a structured reference for chart patterns rather than vague pattern lore. It is especially useful for readers who already understand basic market mechanics and now want to improve decision quality by standardizing how they identify setups, wait for confirmation, and manage risk. The life benefit comes from turning a chaotic activity into a repeatable process. You learn to define what you are looking for, when to act, and when to stand aside. That lowers stress, reduces impulsive trades, and helps you evaluate results based on rules instead of feelings. Compared with many similar trading books that showcase patterns without grounding them in measured tendencies, Bolkowski's encyclopedia style emphasizes consistency and probabilistic thinking. It works well both as a study guide and as a desk reference you can consult during analysis, which increases its long-term value. If you want one resource that helps you compare patterns, refine trade plans, and build a more systematic approach to technical trading, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Thomas N. Bolkowski, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.